Oh, hi, Heath.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. My card was hacked, so I had to change it. And I'm actually, I think I'm going to cancel my service with you guys.
Oh, how come?
I haven't been getting any leads from it.
So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But I will I'm on your dashboard, though, and I want to make sure that you're aware in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,003 times, and you've had 148 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So if a lot of the leads that I'm getting, are random, scam stuff.
Okay. When you say leads, are you talking about through your website?
Well, no. So if somebody goes and finds me on Google or whatever, the local splash thing always comes up and says, you have a new lead or whatever, or this person called you from, local splash or whatever, and then I go to the dashboard and check it out, and it's a lot of just scam stuff.
Oh, so you're talking about calls coming through the tracking number, right? Because you're looking at them on the dashboard. Okay, okay. So are you using anything other than our service, like an Angie's Lead or a Thumbtack or anything like that, or Yelp?
Yeah, I have Angie's Leads as well.
Angie, okay. So the reason I ask you that is I have a lot of people that will tell me that they're getting scam calls, and when we dig into it a little deeper, they're coming from those other sources, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you can go on to Angie Leads and you can put painters in New Hampshire, for example, and you would get pages and pages of leads. So there are scam companies that will call all of those leads per se, and people think just because they're calling through the tracking number that it's coming from Google, but it's originating from Angie's Leads, and then they look up if you have a website and they call through the site, right? So I've had people, do you still use that service?
Yes.
Okay. So I've had people ask to be taken off of the directory, and then if you're off of the directory, those spam calls sometimes stop. So then they know, that's how they were originating.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I want to check one more thing on your dashboard here just to double check, because you're getting plenty of impressions and plenty of Google actions. Oh, good. And you have a 5-star rating. That's excellent. Okay, because sometimes if people are getting this type of results and they're not getting jobs, it's because, they don't have a really strong rating. The one thing I can suggest, Heath, is you have a brand new review from January 27th, but prior to that review, you hadn't had one since October. So sometimes if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh things being said about them, and then there's this company that hasn't had a review for 6 months, sometimes that review's conversion. So excellent job. You have a fresh one from January 27th, but I'll send you the review generator. Oh, you want to know who it's from? Let me go back and look. It says it's from Bob Lewis. And it says, Heath and his crew repaired some sheetrock tape and mud issues and painted my ceilings. They did a fantastic job. I would highly recommend this company. So that was nice of him. But I'm going to send you the review generator email. That way you can send it out here and there, and you can just get some more consistent five-star ratings that are closer together. I'm confident that that will help your conversion as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to check one more thing here.
Am I showing up on the first page of Google?
Interestingly enough, Bob Lewis is one of the people that came to you as a result of this program. We have his call on January 14th where he was calling to inquire about your service. But anyhow, yes, you are ranking on the first page of Google. So those results that I shared with you, the 148 Google actions, that's all time since you've been with us. Let me filter it out just for the last 30 days and see. Okay. So just for the last 30 days, it's showing that you've been found on the first page 722 times, and you've had 19 Google actions, which include 18 clicks to your website and one click to call you. So that doesn't mean that you only had one phone call, because if they search for you from a regular computer, they can't click to call you. They have to dial you, right, which is why there's 18 clicks to your website. But if they're searching from a smartphone, then they can definitely click to call you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, so... Well, I mean, if I'm showing up on the first page of Google, that's good. I mean, that was my goal all along. See, I get a lot of calls from other companies saying that they want to put me on Google, and it's, you know, it costs, you know, I mean, thousands of dollars pretty much.
Those scam callers that I'm talking about. Oftentimes, they'll tell you they want to put you on Google and charge you thousands of dollars, or they'll say your Google listing is not showing or it needs to be updated and we need more money. And anytime a company calls you and they're asking for more money, just know that that is a scam call and it's not related with your Google listing, because your Google listing is on the first page and it's ranking and it's published and it's verified. So if anybody is calling you asking you for more money, they're just trying to be a little bit deceitful with you and tell you, oh, you're not being found that way, because if they told you the truth, you would have no reason to talk to them, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. The other thing too with I'm not really, you know, I'm honestly, like, to be completely honest with you, I'm not really too good with the whole marketing and, you know, like the computer stuff and everything.
Yes.
So that's why I probably didn't think that I was, you know, getting much feedback on the website or on the, you know, the local splash or whatever, but do you guys offer a program that, like, would, you know, like, rebuild a website or whatever?
Let me take a look at your website real quick and see if there's anything that we can do. So you're not happy with your site?
Well, I mean, my buddy built the website. And
okay.
I mean, I think he did a pretty good job with it. He went to school for that stuff. But the problem is he's so busy that, you know, I call him and, you know, he doesn't have time to, like, really work on it or whatever. I mean, my website's, it's, the initial build is great, but it's sad because, like, I gotta, throw some pictures on there, and, like, I feel like it could use a little bit of love, you know?
Right. So we would not touch this website in any way, shape, or form since it's not one that we built, but we
right.
could definitely build a new one for you. And, you know, if you want to do that, I can include it in the package. It's not going to cost extra. I'm looking at the site that he built, and I really like it. I almost think it's better than the sites that we include, but I'll send you a sample to a site that we could do, and you could think about it. And if you want to do it, I can have the technicians, you know, put it up. What I would suggest is if you own your domain of, monarchpropainting.com, I would say keep the other site up in the meantime. And then if we do a site for you and you really love it more than the one you have, then we could put our site on your domain, okay?
I can keep my domain?
Right, but I don't want, us to build a brand new site on your domain and then have you say, oh, I like the site I had before, because then your buddy would have to go back and retrieve it, right? So it would be better to leave this one alone for now. And if you wanted us to do one, we could purchase a new domain. Maybe it would be monarchpropainting.net or something like that. You know, it would be close, but we would purchase a new one. And then if you decide that you like it, that's when you would, have us, put it on your domain. So I'll send you an email that has samples with it. That way you can see what they would look like. So.
Okay. Yeah. Because All right. And so, how much more would that be a month, for you guys to build me a website?
I can include it for you. It wouldn't cost you extra. So the only thing I want to check in your area is if Google Guaranteed is available, because that's a new program from Google. Have you heard of it before?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, so before I get you all excited about it, I just want to double check real quick if it's available. So I have to put your zip code into a form and your industry, which is painting, and then it will tell me whether it's available or not. So give me one second here. Okay, give me your zip code one more time, Heath.
It's 03874.
03874, okay. You're in a cool industry. You have instant gratification because you can see right away the results, right? The transformation. Oh, darn it. It's not available in your area yet for a painter. Okay, so I'll put you in a little tickler that if it does become available that I can call you and reach out to you at that time, because I think that you would really like that program. But for now, it's a guaranteed lead program through Google. So, for instance, what they would do is they would put you on the very top, if it was available in your area, in a section where you'd have a green check mark next to your name, and it would say Google Guaranteed on it. So the reason Google calls it guaranteed is those companies that are in that section have to pass a background check. So I assume that you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. So once they pass the background check, it's a pay-per-lead service. And rather than with Angie's, the lead going to you and five or six other guys, it comes exclusively to you, okay? And the reason Google calls it guaranteed is they would guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So somebody like you, I mean, you have an impeccable reputation. I doubt that you would get that many disgruntled clients. But if you ever did get a disgruntled client, they would actually handle it for you and a refund up to $2,000 per client. So it's a pretty cool thing. Yeah, so when it becomes available, it's just a one-time $250 application fee, and that's for us to submit the background check to Google. Once that's passed, then you would just start paying per lead. But again, I can't give you an estimate on the lead or anything like that because it's not available in your area yet. But I'm going to put in the notes that you and I talked about it a little bit. And once it does become available, I'll definitely reach out to you at that time.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So, yeah, at least I can get your payment up to speed and send you the email with the website. So if you decide that you want us to put one together for you, just, you know, contact me and then I'll get that set up. And then for the payment, it's just saying that the expiration might be different. So I don't know if the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration or if it's a whole new card.
Let me see.
Ours ends in 2894. It's a MasterCard.
Yeah, the expiration is 1224 now.
1224. Okay, and then what's the code on the back?
079.
Okay, I think that's what it was. Okay, and it's still the Fogg's Lane for the billing address, right?
Yep.
That didn't change. Okay, so I'll get your authorization, and then I sent you that review email, so you're good to go there. And then if you have any questions on the website samples that I'm sending you, just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a great rest of your week too, Heath.
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.